Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Tom Caswell, host and video producer for GameSpot and Fandom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
What'd you think of Creed 3, the trailer?
So Creed 3 is an exciting entry in that franchise. You know, you've got Michael B. Jordan leading the helm there, not only starring in it, but directing it as well. And as you know, everyone knows Jonathan Majors is the hot actor of the moment. And I think seeing those two face off is going to be really exciting. And I thought the trailer that aired with the Super Bowl just kind of enforced that.
It's tough for the Super Bowl ad to tell you the story of the movie
because
they're so short, because they're so expensive.
Yeah, 30 seconds, yeah.
Like, if you like the ad a little bit, go and see the trailer. You'll get a better sense of it.
Yeah.
Is Sylvester Stallone in this movie?
As far as I am aware, he doesn't seem to be in this film, but there's always the possibility that is a surprise that is being saved.
Right. Don't reveal everything.
You're right. That'll be a surprise.
Right. You need a surprise. Hey, I'm in it.
No, it just doesn't seem like Rocky without him in the story somehow.
Right. But I noticed that Michael B. Jordan has now taken over the directing as well as starring in it.
That's right.
It's what Stallone did in the first place with Rocky.
Yeah.
There is, of course, recently raised by Stallone himself. There's some tensions between, I believe, the studio and himself. People would have to go look into that regarding, I think, some of the residuals with the franchise and some of the rights. So that might also be hindering his ability to appear in a third Creed. But I think there is a high probability that he might make a surprise appearance. But I think if there is, it will be saved for the full film.
From Creed to Greed.
I'm waiting for the MMA Rocky movie. You know, the Rocky of the MMA now.
Right.
Yeah. Could happen. I'm sure we'll get it soon.
Ant-Man.
Mmm.
Oh.
Tasty?
That doesn't sound good. How should I?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Yes. So there wasn't actually an Ant-Man trailer that played at the Super Bowl. It was a Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Oh.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that where
Marvel showed up. Mm-hmm.
Was Ant-Man in that?
He is not in it, but that movie is coming out this week, which is where you might be getting your wires crossed.
Okay.
That's really a commercial.
Okay, you know what it was? I saw an Ant-Man commercial, and it's funny because anything, it could be a toilet paper commercial with Paul Rudd, and Jennifer will say, I love him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ladies love him. He was like the sexiest person like last year.
Right. He's a very likable character.
Very likable,
person,
yes,
whoever he plays.
He's a guy we'll hate,
Ant-Man, all right, so we'll talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Yes, no, bad reviews right now.
Yeah, it's definitely getting mixed reviews over at GameSpot, which, as you mentioned, is a part of Fandom. We actually gave it a 5 out of 10 from our review, who I actually believe was on your show a couple of weeks ago to talk about The Last of Us. So it's definitely getting some mixed reception currently. People seem, as I mentioned before with Creed 3, Jonathan Majors, he is playing the villain in Ant-Man. He's playing Kang the Conqueror. If anyone is familiar with the last batch of Marvel movies, the Infinity Saga, the first three phases, this is this saga's Thanos. This is the big bad that is going to be facing off against all the heroes across the next 20 or so movies and over the next couple of phases, and it's played by Jonathan Majors, and everyone seems to be agreeing that despite some issues with the film, that Jonathan Majors as Kang is a standout, and he's an exciting character to follow through the next batch of Marvel movies. But the film itself, I think this one is going to be not as much of a slam dunk as people have come to expect with these projects.
Kang.
I
think of the breakfast drink.
Look, they don't need me. This is the biggest movie industry,
yeah.
The superhero movies. If you look at the box office for any year,
sick
top movies, it's mostly superhero movies.
Sick money, yeah.
But it just, I can't watch them anymore just because they're all the same.
Oh, see, I love them. That's nice and easy to watch.
I love them too, man.
But you know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I know you're going to resolve the problem.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
so just, 2 hours.
Some may get close to dying, but they're going to be fine.
So the
throw me a hook every now and then.
Right.
Like, have everyone wiped out at the end. Like, wow, this is all bad. Good night. So, like The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
It's you get to the end of that movie, you're like, holy crap.
Oh, my God.
Bad guys are winning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know you probably won't sit through it, but the Disney Plus series Loki is where they first introduced this character Kang that he's talking about, this new bad guy. And his introduction, for so many people, they're like, just... Like, the show itself was bonkers. Like, it's crazy to sort of sit there and be like, I can't believe this is on the screen right now. And then they introduce him at the end, and you immediately are like, all right, I don't trust that guy. He's bad. But the whole setup, it's like a 10-minute conversation. It's riveting. You just met the guy, and then he's, like, the whole time he's just warning you. He's like, I know what you're going to do before you do it. I'm going to predict it. He does. They have this 10-minute conversation. They do exactly what he says, and then everything falls into chaos. The whole universe starts to unravel, and that's where you're like, wow, we're going to see even worse versions of this guy coming. So they set it up where, like, wow, these movies are going to be great, and now the first one comes out, and it's like a stinker. It sucks.
You don't go outside, do you?
No, I watched this show. This show came out a year ago.
All right.
Yeah.
That was a great review.
Yeah. No, I feel like You have to section your life off. If it's a pie chart,
right?
My pie chart, there's enough superhero movies there.
Right.
Like, you're really going to have to catch my
right now.
Attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've had that piece.
Yeah.
Right.
Of all the commercials during the Super Bowl of movies, The Flash, we got to talk about that one coming out June 16th. Tom Coswell, GameSpot, and Fandom on the show. We're linked up to all the stuff on the radio station website. What do you think?
Yeah, The Flash is probably going to be potentially the biggest movie of the year simply because it's bringing back Michael Keaton's Batman. And, you know, over at Fandom, you know, we have a growing library of wiki pages that people can go visit to learn more about these movies and characters. So you can go learn more about this there. But people were clearly searching for a Batman. The Batman during the Super Bowl, we had a 9 times increase in interest in the Batman. This was definitely our most searched for thing during the Super Bowl. And yeah, they're bringing back 1989's Batman, Michael Keaton, into the role.
How are they doing it?
Yeah. So the plot of the film seems to be, and this is something that is mirrored from the comics, the Flash in the DC universe, in the films up until this point, the Flash's mother perished earlier. And the whole idea is that the Flash can actually run so fast that he can run back in time. And he basically uses his power to try and save his mother. But it seems that in doing so, he's kind of unraveled the entire history of the DC film universe. And has caused a situation in which there aren't any actual superheroes apart from the Flash. There is no Superman. And, you know, kicking it back 10 years ago with Man of Steel, you know, Superman saves the day from Zod and his invasion of planet Earth. And the movie shows that there is no hero now to stop Zod's, in planetary invasion. And somehow Michael Keaton's Batman is now a part of the picture. So we don't have clear details on how exactly that is working, but it is very much kind of a multiversal. This is now a different reality. And in that reality, Michael Keaton is Batman.
Do they digitally make him younger?
It's an older Batman. He's now Napman.
So we haven't.
I'm Napman.
Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he. I think he is remaining the same age as he is in real life. I don't think that they're doing any de-aging. We didn't actually see Michael Keaton outside of the Batsuit, and I gotta say, I was very surprised how youthful the lower half of his face is, because that's the only thing showing outside of the cowl.
Botox,
and I looked at it and I was like, wow, he's got the same jaw as he did back in the late 80s, early 90s there.
The old Batman.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they're playing him as younger, and he's just going to stay in the suit the whole time. But my feeling is that they will show him outside of the costume, even though we didn't see it in the trailer. And he will be an older Batman, which has been done in the comics before, and right. That's a very popular incarnation of the character.
Yeah, drives slower. He shows up earlier.
Yep.
Yep.
Anchor, yeah, all the old people jokes
exactly.
We can plug right
like
in
left
here.
Left turn signals on the entire time.
That sounds like it'll be worth going. It sounds like if they have any criticism, it'll be not enough Michael Keaton.
Right.
But they've had a problem with humor, you know? Their movies just aren't funny. They're really dark and heavy. This is a great way to make it a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
Bring Michael Keaton back.
He was the best.
Yeah, the tone of the movie, despite it being quite dour, right, there aren't any superheroes left, except this does introduce Supergirl, Kara, who it seems to be because of the changes in the multiverse, because the Flash saved his mom. We don't have Superman, we have Supergirl. This character also very popular, lots of searching happening for learning more about Kara over the weekend, The tone of the film seems to be a little bit more fun, and I think Michael Keaton's Batman is going to play into that nicely. And, you know, speaking of driving, we did see the Batmobile in the trailer, the original 89 Batmobile, which in my mind is the best one. And hopefully we get to see him drive it, and hopefully he's still got the moves.
Right. Tom, do you think you could do Indiana in like 60 seconds?
Yeah, totally. So we saw a ton of interest in Indiana Jones, specifically learning more about Mads Mikkelsen's character, Jürgen Völler, based on the Nazi scientist who came over and led the NASA space program, the Apollo missions. So we saw a ton of interest there. We're getting de-aged Harrison Ford using some wild technology to make that happen.
It's really believable.
Yeah, it looks incredible. I think this is going to be great. You know, we've got James Mangold. He's directed Logan, Ford versus Ferrari, an incredible director, and I think he's going to be a perfect fit to make this an actually fantastic Indiana Jones film.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it in 45 seconds.
Look at
you. Really good.
Yeah, more time to go.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We didn't get a chance to cover everything. Yeah, no doubt.
Yes,
we'd love
are.
To have you back. Tom Coswell, host and video producer at GameSpot. At Fandom. We're linked up. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. We usually have our aviation guy on to talk about this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought about this. So a plane almost nosedived into the ocean as it was taking off.
Yikes.
So I sent him this story, and I said, could you talk about this tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, I'll be on a plane.
Whoops.
And I thought, probably not a great story.
So he's the guy with the white knuckles and wide eyes right now on takeoff.
Sorry about that.
Damn it.
Sorry. That was just one plane.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's puzzling me the most about this story after I read it to you.
Okay.
Several industry websites said United Flight 1722 plunged toward the ocean moments after taking off from Hawaii on December 18th. The data showed the plane came within 800 feet of impacting the ocean.
Wow.
Okay, now, this thing started, it went up, it peaked out at like 22,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
It went from 22,000 feet down to 800.
Oh, my God. That is, I'd be...
And it went fast.
I would have dropped dead halfway down.
Yeah, well, when you say nosedive, that's what I envisioned.
That's
just
a nosedive.
An absolute rapid descent towards the planet.
Can you imagine the screams on the plane as it's going down?
That's just the cabin. That's just the pilot. Can't even hear everybody else.
Man, it sounds like they had just enough time to figure that out.
Now, I didn't get through the story, but I got to tell you what's puzzling me on this.
What's that?
How do we not hear about this until now?
Right. Why now? December 18th.
You whip out your phone. when they probably didn't have enough time.
Right.
But we hear about this stuff. There's a little incident on a plane.
Yeah.
Because a flight attendant didn't give you your peanuts in time.
Right. This person gave me a dirty look.
We hear about that.
Yeah.
No one got off the plane and just did a, like, oh my God, this, I just almost died.
Look at my pants. I pee myself.
I guess that's what I meant. Like, if they had gone into the water and they were dead, but like, we would have definitely heard about it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But it's weird that no one talked about it.
Seriously.
Like, no one posted it.
They
nothing.
They get bought off or something, maybe?
I don't know. December 18th it happened.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
Aviation website The Air Current looked at publicly available information. Publicly available information. I'm not stoned. Determined the aircraft climbed, blah, blah, blah. Then, oh, it was 2,200 feet. Sorry. I thought it was 22,000.
Well, still, you're still dropping.
I'm not stoned. And it suddenly dived at a terrifying descent rate of nearly 8,600 feet per minute.
Ugh.
The pilot had to pull up, leading to a climb with forces of more than 2.7 times the force of gravity.
Wow. Oh!
Which means the passengers definitely felt it.
Right. That got you kissed on the lips when you got the plane.
Yeah, you can't pull the little bit of turbulence with that one.
Yeah, get over here. Get over here. I don't care. Get over here.
The plane was able to recover, climb back up to cruising altitude, and continue on to California.
No. Yeah. After that, we're going back.
Yeah, but
we got to figure this out.
You know that bathroom was busy for a while.
Come on now.
That's another problem. Like, how did you not just turn that thing around?
I would have went back.
California.
And guess what? Guess what? I would have taken residency on Hawaii. I'm like, I'm not getting a plane. I'm staying right the F here.
Yeah. Bring me a boat.
I'm not moving.
I'm picturing they got up to like a cruising altitude and the pilot was like, well, my job's done. Put his feet up. Oh, no.
Yeah, but when he put his feet up, you're like, you hit the lever going downwards.
Exactly.
Ah. If you look this story up, they have a little, you know, they do their graphics and you can see the little dotted line of it going up.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it was still going up. And then, because 2,200 feet is not, I mean, usually like 14,000 feet, no?
Cruising altitude could be 30.
Yeah, usually
30,000.
Yeah, 30,000. Yeah.
Okay, so they're at 2,200 feet. They're still going up, but all of a sudden you go down. What the hell happened?
Right.
The airline reportedly said they did not automatically inform the National Transportation Safety Board.
Gee, why?
And FAA, because the aircraft was not damaged and no one on the plane was injured. I'm sorry, but I feel like we should all know.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Bunch of underwears died that day.
Man, I cannot believe they just continued on.
Yeah, I would have turned back and been like, you know what? Well, stay here next day.
They just continued on and then they didn't report it to anyone.
Wow.
It's really incredible.
Cover up.
Like, if you're in a cab in New York City and all of a sudden the pedal gets stuck and you're rocketing towards, like, a building and then you stop last second, he's like, all right, we're good.
Let me out.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The subway.
Hope I never see you again. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Whatever.
The FAA reported the close call as part of a voluntary safety reporting program. Okay, so they're saying we didn't have to report this.
Oh.
Or they didn't have to report.
Au contraire.
Man, that feels gross to me. I don't know.
Yeah. But like you said, Chaz, how come no one said anything that came off the plane?
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you have to wait in line too long.
Right.
Or if your flight goes off late, there's a TikTok about it.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah, some lady's like, her foot's in the aisle. Oh, look what she's doing over here.
Yeah.
You know,
I enjoy this.
You know,
passenger shaving, fine.
Exactly right. But no one's posting
this.
This
is something we'd actually be interested in, by the way.
We almost died. Here's your headline.
United Airlines said the pilots got additional training after the incident, which says there was nothing wrong with the plane. These guys definitely screwed up.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want them to have additional training. Right. I want them to have unemployment.
I want those two guys to pee in a cup right now.
What happened?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Hawaii's got good weed, by the way.
Well, you gotta land that thing. You gotta check the plane. You gotta check the...
Make sure everything's okay. You got a long way to go
even
still.
Even if you're air traffic control and this thing goes up and dips like that, wouldn't you say, hey,
turn around.
I got an idea. Why don't you come back?
Why don't you hang a Yui?
That's the other... So we don't have the passenger video. Where's that call?
Yeah, isn't there like the black box? Would they say something?
Right.
Flight, 18, whatever. What's going on?
Right.
Yeah. No, you hear.
Is your captain speaking? We went down. What's one thing? Okay.
Man, it's miraculous. No one was hurt, though. That's
wow.
You'll notice. You'll see the sky. Wait, now the ocean. Oh, wait, now the sky again.
AJ and I were on a bad flight. Really horrible turbulence. Mm-hmm. Scared the ass out of me. We're coming back from the Rock Hall of Fame. It was a connecting flight. We were landing in Maryland or somewhere around there.
Baltimore, something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was bad.
It was.
Like, we had to keep circling around, and the plane kept rumbling. It felt like God was going like...
That was a...
All of a sudden, we're like...
We're almost like sideways.
We're flying the wrong way.
Right.
We're supposed to be going straight. Now we're going sideways.
Yes.
Very funny.
Yeah, it was like a balsa wood glider you throw out of your hand and went in a tree somewhere.
Yeah.
I bent my cross that day.
That's right. I looked over to see how you were doing, and I saw you with your eyes closed, tears streaming down your face, bending the cross.
Yep, I bent it. It looked like Batman afterwards.
Chef Jim, Long Island.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
Long time listener. 27 years.
I remember you.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Yes.
Chef Jim.
I read a story about this plane, and it said in the article, I think it was on Yahoo somewhere, it said that they took off during bad weather. So they believe that happened because of a microburst, which is why they didn't have to report it. So it wasn't a mechanical thing. It was just a weather thing.
Oh.
And then also in the same article was the fact that – now, this I'm just telling you what the article said.
Okay.
That United in the past couple months has changed their hiring criteria, and people are worried about the pilots in the cockpit.
Yeah.
That they may be inexperienced because everybody's such a crunch trying to find pilots. Some of these guys, they don't cross-train. United doesn't have people cross-train on the different planes. So.
Okay. I would have blamed Spy Balloon.
Okay.
That's it.
Spy Balloon.
I thought the same thing you guys said. How is there not a video of people crying or carrying, even if they're not recording during, even after the fact?
Yeah, I would have made one.
I mean, that's a five-hour flight from Hawaii back to California, so it's plenty of time to cry and make it a little video for TikTok.
Yeah, it would have been viral by the time you were done.
It seems like the inevitable thing that happens now in a situation like this is at least one person's going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You see it at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a $3 hamburger, and all hell breaks loose, and it's on TikTok, and it goes viral. This?
Yeah.
Nothing. That's weird.
That's very bizarre.
And
Chaz, when you said about the McDonald's, the hamburger place, I remember a couple of months ago, those ladies flipped out in that place in New York because they had to pay extra for sauce at like a chicken winger place, remember?
Yeah.
Right. And they went crazy in the middle of the night and pretty much destroyed the restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
that went viral.
Wing rage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Chef Jim.
So,
good to hear your
27
voice.
27 years, guys. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, brother.
See you every day.
Take care. Man.
Thanks, sir.
All right. I'm going to get into a whole conspiracy thing.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Right. Aliens?
Hear me out on this.
Okay.
We'll just hear me out.
We're listening. Good.
All of a sudden, we have this problem. We can't find workers. Now, you talk to anyone. No one says, I got too many people applying. I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
We can't find workers. We don't know where they went. Pre-COVID, we had too many workers. After COVID, we don't have any workers.
Where'd they go?
Every industry in the United States is short help.
Okay.
Okay. They just disappeared.
Yeah.
We thought once the COVID money ends, they're coming back.
They have to.
Here, as soon as that ended, I was like, here they come.
All right.
It's going to be like the Walking Dead. They're coming out of the woods. Nothing.
The Working Dead.
Still nothing.
Yes.
No workers. Right. Simultaneously, we have all these spottings of UFOs. Unidentified flying objects. I'm telling you, they're taking our people. There's a planet somewhere making sneakers with our people.
Okay. They're Nikes.
I'm telling you. They're
out of this
they're
world
taking
things.
Them. They're bringing them to factories.
Would you take
like they're indentured servants or they're making the sneakers
right.
out of the people?
Right.
That's a great question.
I didn't understand exactly how you phrased
would
that.
Would you take the people who didn't go back to work?
Interesting.
I wouldn't take them.
That's a concept.
I would
take this sneaker.
Gin? Right?
Real human leather. Check it out.
Gotcha.
I'm telling you, there's something there. There is something there. We lose all these people. We don't know where they went. Balloons?
Probably,
aliens? No? No one?
They probably got flopping at me.
What's up with your shoe? Is it missing a belly button?
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I have a story of an incident when I was flying with an airliner pulled in front of me on a runway.
Oh, was this recently?
No, this is back in college when I was learning to fly down at Florida Tech.
Oh, you were in a plane?
Oh, wow.
You were like...
I was flying, yeah.
You were flying it.
De peloto, yes.
Holy crap. So wait, yep. So bring us through this. You're flying the plane, you're on the runway.
So I'm in college taking lessons on how to fly. So it's a private pilot. I'm in a, you know, a little prop plane. I'm clear to land on runway 9 right in Melbourne International. I'm landing the plane. I'm on short final. I touch down or almost touching down, and there's a transport plane that goes from Orlando to Melbourne. It's a prop presidential plane. Pulls out from holding short on my runway right into the middle of my runway. So I land. Full power, pull back the yoke, maybe 300 feet. I clear the wingtip of this
Jeez.
Old
it's what he says.
Lady with white hair with her mouth open looking out the window. Scared the crap out of me, right? So all I do is...
You know what's funny? Your adrenaline slows things down so much. You see that face. It seems like 10 seconds.
Dude,
it's
kind
like
of
half a second.
I saw the little punching bag.
And it seems like it's directly in front of you.
Yeah, when you can see the punching bag
in my brain.
It's burnt in your brain. Yeah.
Yeah. So I fly out to the practice field. I fly around for 20 minutes, calm down, come back, land. No one said boo to me.
Whoa.
No, I didn't get in trouble at the school, anything. So someone screwed up. I don't know if the pilot screwed up or the ground screwed up or what. But this guy taxied right into my runway, and it could have been bad.
You said Florida, right?
Yeah, I was in Melbourne.
Okay. Case closed.
That's true. That's a good point.
Case closed.
That explains the lady with the white hair.
Do you still fly?
No, I haven't flown in a while. I used to do a lot of air shows and did it, you know, flown with a lot of guys
so
who did aerobatic
cool.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So
it was.
Cool.
It used to be really cool.
I've been in the audience.
Well, thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Ciao.
Jill, Manorville, Long Island.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
So I just wanted to chime in about the pilot shortage because my husband is a pilot for a major airline. And it definitely was a problem before COVID, and it got exacerbated by COVID. So because pilots, when they start out, they fly for regional airlines, which are like the small airplanes that are like, you know, the little ones that you take from like New York City to Baltimore or whatever. But
right.
So those pilots get like no money. They like qualify for food stamps. When my husband and I were engaged, we made no money. So that's why a lot of pilots aren't going into it, because flight school is incredibly expensive and it takes years to get over to the major airlines. So a lot of pilots weren't going into it, and a ton of pilots retired during COVID because it was easier for them to just, because the airlines had to cut their losses.
And there was no farm team.
Out a ton of pilots.
Hey, okay.
Boy.
Yep.
What are we going to do?
Drive.
I don't know.
No, but I mean, this is...
Give my husband more money.
We all see this boat about to go off.
Right, it's heading to the iceberg right
now. We're heading there. We're
Turn that wheel.
And the pilots of the major airlines, they get paid pretty good, right?
They do, but it takes a long time to get there. And that's why United had to kind of scale back on their qualifications, because there just aren't... You know,
there's no one there.
Pilots, so they have to kind of.
Damn.
Originally, I think they like would only take like military, and they had to be, you know, flying for decades to even get an interview. And now they're just like, they're basically just scooping up the pilots from the smaller airlines.
Wow.
But what the guy said about the pilots not being cross-trained on other planes, that's because the pilots usually specialize in one plane. So like a pilot that flies your one type of plane is not going to jump over to another type. They're only flying that one type.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's interesting. Has your husband ever had one of these situations, like close calls or whatever?
if he has, he doesn't tell me about it.
Good. That's probably good.
There are definitely times when it gets hairy. Never like a nosedive like that, but yeah. There are definitely times when he'll be texting me and all of a sudden he'll stop talking and he's like, we had a little emergency, but we're okay.
Wait, he's texting you while he's flying the plane?
Yeah.
Oopsie. Almost hit mountain.
Almost hit the Empire State Building, but we're good now.
TTYL.
Well, thank your husband for us.
We've got one less radio tower in the world now.
Yeah. He's keeping America moving.
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.